who exactly, you know, every community had its school dances, and they had, and some had, you know, church benefits and such. Who actually organized those?
Well, the schools would be the trustees, I think.
But who? What do you mean by trustees?
Well,
they hired the teacher.
They hired the teacher. They had the run of the school, one-room schoolhouses.
Yes.
And there'd be three trustees.
There'd be three trustees. Yeah.
So every school district had three trustees.
Yeah, pretty well.
And there was also the girl or the woman. Sometimes it'd be a man that would take care of the money end of, what did they call it?
Secretary, would it be?
Secretary, yeah. Besides the trustees, there was a secretary that took charge of the paperwork and all that.
So every district, every little district all over PEI had had three trustees and a secretary.
Yeah. They were appointed at the school meeting.
Yeah.
When school closed at the end of the year, there'd always be school meetings to make decisions on stuff. And trustees were generally appointed for 3 years, I think. And then they could resign and let somebody else could be different. Years to be one person had wanted to resign, so they'd have to appoint another one. But some of them would, you know, 3 years, they'd back out and there'd be somebody else appointed in their place. Same thing with the secretary. The secretary might do it perhaps for 6 years, as long as it's quite a bit of work to it, eh? So if they get kind of, you know, tired of it, they just announced that they'd like if you'd appoint somebody else for 3 years. So that's the way, pretty well, that went.
I see. And was there any salary attached to this, or was this a purely voluntary?
Well, the trustees didn't get any money.
No, I think so.
I'm not sure about the secretary, whether she got any money or not.
Wouldn't be very much.
Wouldn't be much anyway. No.
Well, yeah. Teachers didn't get much either.
No, teachers didn't get much.
Different now, huh?
Yeah.